Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you back. Before we get started, I want to share a bit about my favorite book box, which is Book of the Month. Each month, I log into Book of the Month and pour through the selections of 5 books and pick 1 or 2 books per month. I pay $14.95 for one book and $9.99 for an additional book. Some of the books that I've read and you can pick as your additional books are The Book of Essie, which is amazing and I couldn't put down, When Katie Met Cassie, which is fun contemporary romance, The Kiss Quotient, which is an own voices romance featuring an autistic main character, or you can always pick up my favorite book of this year so far, which is The Seven Husbands of Helen Hugo, which just features an amazing, strong protagonist. If you're interested in joining Book of the Month, just go whattoreadnextblog.com/bookofthemonth. A few programming updates that I want to share with you. First, I have invited a series of co-hosts to come on the show once a month to talk about books they have been reading, as well as other bookish topics. We'll chat about getting arts, what it's like to read in another country, as well as where our go-to genres have changed over time. What I'm proud of is that there's a diversity of genres being shared, so my hope is that you will get to discover new books and pick up and add to your TBR. This will be starting in the next few weeks, so you'll be noticing some people who are going to come back every month, and you'll get to hear some voices again. So I'm excited for this. Today's show is a bit of a theme, which is October new releases. I have a psychological thriller, a memoir, but the rest of the books are young adult genre. Here's the thing, I don't read as much at YA anymore. However, the list of books of our arcs that I've read this series, or I've read some of them in the series, or some books that I'm looking so far because I've read some of the authors. So let's just get started. First, let's talk about the memoir, which is Celebrity Memoir by Ellie Kemper, which is My Squirrel Days. I got to meet Ellie at BEA this year, and she was so nice. I started reading the essays, and they're great. Maybe in the next few weeks, I will do a roundup of Celebrity Memoirs in the blog, as I do enjoy this genre. And Celebrity Memoir that I want to share, that it's been shared before, is Tiffany Haddish, The Last Black Unicorn. That's a great Celebrity Memoir you should pick up. So if you're into the genre, I would just suggest picking up Ellie Kemper's new Celebrity Memoir, and then also Tiffany Haddish. Book. The next book is The Witch's Elm by Tana French. I got an arc of this thriller. I'm planning to read this with Angela, which is a future guest. She's coming up next week, and I'm going blind. All I know is it's a pretty long. It's a pretty long book. There's some family dysfunctional drama, and so it seems to be an interesting read. I decided to pick it up because it's been featured on the front porch, and Sarah from Sarah's Bookshelf, a past guest, was reading it last month, and she mentioned she actually enjoyed it. So I'm definitely looking forward to reading it. So, okay, now let's go to the YA new release list. I will dive into the books I already read first, and then I will go into my anticipated new release. First is What If It's Us by Adam Silvera and Becky Albertelli. Oh my god, this book is adorable. This is the story of Arthur, a senior from Georgia, who's spending the summer in New York City, who meets Ben in the post office. They have this adorable meet-cute moment, and the rest of the story unravels in the perfect romantic comedy. I love the pop culture snippets, a lot of Harry Potter and Hamilton mentions. The ending was charming. It's not this perfect happily ever after ending. It just brought it into a different perspective. So it was really charming. I can identify with Ben's struggle as a white passing Puerto Rican character because that's part of my story. So I really identify with Ben and his struggle with his own cultural identity and what it's like to do that in New York City. So it's a really great story. I definitely encourage you to pick it up if you like contemporary, if you like summer romance. This is a great summer romance story. Okay, the next book is The Lady's Guide to Petticoat and Piracy by Mackenzie Lee. This is book 2 in the Montague Sibling series, and it was a fun adventure that pulled me out of a reading slump. So a few months ago, I was in a reading slump. I read quite a few books, and then I was just like, nothing was picking up. And then I got this arc, and I was like, okay, let me give it a try. Because I read the first book, which is A Gentleman's Guide to Vice and Virtue, last year, and I absolutely loved it. It was like fun adventure. It was like gay character in the 1700s, having just comedy verse, just traveling around Europe. So I was like, well, let me pick this one up. So this book is set in the 1700s, and it's the story of Felicity. She's a female who wanted to practice medicine, except the med schools at the time didn't accept women. So Felicity's like, I want to go to med school. I want to be a doctor. So she goes into an adventure looking to get medical experience. And she entangles in this experience with pirates, dragons, and a lot of mishaps. There's a strong female feminist book. It's a book that I loved. I enjoy reading. There's a strong feminist theme. There's a lot of questions about, you know, what it's like to be a woman in the 1700s, what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, and what you can do. So it's a really great book. It's a great story. Just if you like travel writing, this is a great travel writing book. Lots of adventure and just really great characters. So I encourage you to pick it up. If you haven't picked up The Gentleman's Guide to Vice and Virtue, what are you waiting for? You should pick that one up and then read The Lady's Guide to Petticoat and Piracy. Okay, the next book is The Perfect Halloween Read, which is Sawkill Girls by Claire Legrand. In this story, a group of girls are disappearing and being killed by a monster. Then there are three girls who finally can kill the monster. So I read the story a few months ago and I enjoyed it. It's a spooky horror theme. Just basically, there's representation, there's a lesbian romance in the story. There's just basically kind of like a twists and turns and whatnot. I give this book about 3.5 stars. So it's good. I enjoy it. I don't personally enjoy the horror genre, so I think that's why it doesn't have the higher stars. But if you do enjoy the horror genre, or if you're looking for a Halloween read, then pick Sawkill Girls. It's actually pretty good. Now let's go into my anticipated most new releases. So my most anticipated new release is Kingdom of Ash by Sarah J. Maas. This is book 7 of the Throne Glass series. I binged on the series in 2016, book 5, Empire Storms left in a cliffhanger, and book 6, which is a long novella following another character, I will be honest, haven't read it. So I need to catch up to read book 6 before I can read book 7. So I think in my chance, I may read it in November, but they're basically just kind of like, I'm looking forward to it. I really love this series. I enjoy Selena or Aileen as the main character. I think she's one of my favorite main protagonists. She's like a kick-ass assassin who loves romance novels and fashion. So I love that combination of, like, you know, different characteristics within this. So I really look forward to reading this book, and it's actually my most anticipated new release, and I shall be purchasing it. So there we go. The following books I have arcs, but I haven't gotten to read them. So let's get to those. The first one is the first is Broken Things by Lauren Oliver. I'll be honest, I haven't read anything of Lauren Oliver's book. I know she has quite a few of them. She's a fairly popular YA novelist. This book is a murder mystery. The synopsis shares about best friends who are suspected of killing her best friend. This story is a story that unravels within a story. So I'm kind of curious to hear. So my game plan is to read this week and to share a review in the blog in the next few weeks. The next one is this is kind of an epic love story by Karen Callender. This book is described as Simon versus Hilda Sapien's Agenda. It's a good old rom-com between two gay guys. I love Simon, so I think this should be a fun read. I own a physical arc for it. I got it in BEA. So I'm definitely interested in reading this book. The next book is The Geography of Lost Things by Jessica Brody. I read Jessica's on The Chaos of Standing Still, which is a perfect winter book if you truly enjoy it. It's the book, The Chaos of Standing Still, is set in Denver Airport during a snowstorm, I think around Christmas time or New Year's time. So it's the perfect winter read. And it dives into the topic of grief. So this book dives into the topic of grief too, but within a road trip. So I'm excited to pick this book next month. I didn't get an offer for this book, so I'm actually just going to get it from the library. And finally, I have Last Scene by Sarah Chopper. This is book 3 of the Amateur series, which is about a killer who's on the loose, kidnapping and killing other people. And there's a group of people who are sleuthing and searching for clues and trying to figure out who the killer is and trying to capture it. So I've been reading this series for the past couple of years. I read book 1 2 years ago, book 2 last year, and book 2 ended up in the cliffhanger, so I want to know what's next. So that's why I'm looking forward to it. It's a good series. I would just say, like, it's one of my top favorite series, but it's a good series to read. So I like it better than Pretty Little Liars from Sarah Chopper. So I would definitely encourage you to check this out. If you're interested in more like murder mystery, it's a good, you know, series. So I hope you enjoyed this list. Questions: what book are you planning to read this coming month? I'm going to do a mini theme reading most psychological thrillers this month, so I will definitely be sharing those with you in the podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving iTunes. It's the best way to spot podcasts to discover bookish audience. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.